Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
No, pound law, that's all.
Real Law Radio, only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It's Wednesday today. Galvin has a brand new open letter. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. Right now, we got some stuff to give away. Tonight, Three Doors Down, Collective Soul, and Soul Asylum are at Al Lang. If you want to go check that out. Three Doors Down is pretty good. Collective Soul is great. Soul Asylum is really good. They'll be out there tonight at Al Lang Live in St. Pete. And if you want to go see soccer, the Rowdies and another team are playing. We have those tickets, too. Joseph, get on the microphone for a second. Now, Joseph DeSanto, yes. Who we call Pap, who we call, I don't know, I've made up names for you every day on the show.
McGuire.
I don't know where that comes from either, because you're not Irish. And
perfect.
I don't know.
Small man.
Yeah. The small man. Still in my phone after all these years as small man. Sometimes when I look for you, I can't find you because I look under Pap and you're in there under small man.
Well, you're in my phone as Cowhead.
Well, see, there you go. You're also in there under Virgil.
Virgil Horowitz, yeah.
Virgil Horowitz was one of the best characters ever on the radio. You were a fake character before fake characters were cool.
That's right.
You're in Joey's rotary phone under Cowhead.
That's a remote.
He just picks up KL5.
I thought I was calling him the other day and I realized it was a remote. So
Joey worked with Tom Steele, and he was on FLZ, and he was Virgil Horowitz, who is just Tom. It should be foreign for you folks in the room that know Joe for so long to even know of Joe's past when he had long hair.
That blew mind the first time you showed me that picture of Joe on a motorcycle with long hair.
Oh, right. Nothing was better than that. So we did nights at FLZ, and Joe and Tom came on after.
Right.
And Joe would show up with his Evel Knievel helmet and his frilly brown jacket, and he'd be like, Mr. Cowan, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are the days.
Those are good times.
Those videos of you guys are hilarious.
So that was like when I first started knowing Joe, and Joe was doing TV before TV was cool. Joe was doing TV when you had to buy the time and public access and all that stuff. Mm. And I'd be working in Ybor City as a bouncer, and they'd come storming in with cameras and, Mr. Head, we need your help for a shot. I'm like, I'm working. Just don't worry about it. Small man's going to come by and try to sneak into the VIP room, and you physically throw him out. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I can do that.
Throw him around. I had no idea at the time that you were already a senior citizen by then. So anyway, Joe, in addition to being the innovator behind Bone TV, has been in a band for a long time. He is the front man for a band called the Paper Stanleys, which we play with a lot and we use for events. And they were like you guys used to play the mayor's tent at the Gasparilla Parade. I mean, they're a big deal. So I saw that the picture you posted on Facebook of the $100 bill.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought that was brilliant. Did you see that, Galvin?
No, I did not.
So where is it, Joe? I'd like to read it word for word if I can. Is it on your page?
Yeah, it's on the Paper Stanley's Facebook page, but I also shared it to mine. So you'll find it in either one.
Okay, so here it is. It is a framed $100 bill.
Yes.
And it's framed, and it has all the members of the band's name at the bottom typed out with their signatures above, and it says, in case of emergency, break the glass. And it says, wish it to be known that though in part due to certain indiscretions, buffoonery, and drunken jackassery, they hereby acknowledge that the unfortunate indelicacy of tab walking was committed in besmirchment of their good name and shall not be perpetrated by them in this particular establishment. heretofore guarantee below their genuine signatures. And then Joe wrote, the Paper Stanleys have been, on at least one occasion, been accused of being tab walkers, which we have as well.
Yeah,
since 2005, this decorative plaque proudly displayed at McDitton Soho commemorates our apology and proactive actions taken to avoid future awkward faux pas. A Stanley always pays his debts. Because sometimes when you're in the band and you start playing and you start drinking and things get
fun,
you leave and you just assume the other guy took care of it or whatever. I had to go and tip the bartender from the Gator Club almost a year after we played there because
it happens.
Because I don't know, people are bringing me drinks. Yeah, I'm just assuming somebody else is paying for them. Yeah. But the Gator Club was like, you know, we don't care about the tab, but you got a bartender. And I felt I take that guilt home. So I had to go. Yeah, yeah. I waited till I went back there the next year and I was like, I got to take care of that. But this is great. You frame a $100 bill, leave it in the establishment.
Yes.
And if your band gets drunk and walks, break the glass.
Break the glass.
I love it.
And that's been there since, I think, 2005 good. Or 2006.
Very so, good. Yeah. Very good.
We did, a lot of I actually got carried out of that bar a couple of times by the bouncers there. Yeah, in a nice way.
Yeah. Yeah.
A gentle way.
Carried you like a baby, yeah.
It doesn't take a whole lot to carry Joe out either.
Not really.
You just scoop him up.
And I was caught in the bathroom writing the lead singer of the Paper Stanley in the girls' bathroom after we closed.
Uh-huh.
I snuck into the girls' bathroom, asked the bartender to borrow a pen, which is probably my mistake. But I was drunk, and I went into the girls' bathroom, wrote, the lead singer of the Paper Stanleys has a big, and that's when I got caught.
You're done. Get out.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
The problem was what it was.
Alcoholism is Emma.
Probably was that.
Any gigs coming up? We're still working on that Strokes album.
We got a couple more songs to do on the Strokes. It's going to be fantastic.
Nobody's going to see it.
Everyone's going
to
love it.
You know the worst part is the Strokes is always playing in the house now because he has to memorize all the lyrics of the song. And subliminally, it's sticking with me now, and I'm singing them around the house, and it's driving me crazy.
The Strokes couldn't even fill the bars you guys are going to play.
Right. That's the truth. The Strokes probably walked on more tabs than you have.
Maybe.
All right, let's give some stuff away with a little sporkle. Here we go.
Oh, hold on, sorry.
Holding.
Yeah, my thing's on mute.
Stand by. We're in a pattern of holding.
Got it.
1, 2, 3, sporkle! Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win again today for line one.
Did you win yesterday?
I did, that's why I said
congratulations. Good morning, who is this?
This is Rich.
All right, Rich, Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning, who is this?
Peter Katie from Howard Beach. How are you, Mike?
Good, sir. Hold on. Spanish is playing for you. Don't need your address.
Yeah.
I'll take line 16. Good morning. Who is this?
Bernie. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Bernie. I'm playing for Bernie. Hold on, sir. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph Paper Stanley DeSanto is your backup judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you name the top 20 biggest box office movies in 1995?
Yes.
95.
We were live, man?
I was 12.
Oh, here we go. Good.
So we're going to start with 20. We're going to work our way up to 1.
All right.
Before you get started, can I tell you how I feel old? I was buying an airline ticket last night, and it said put in your birthday, and I put in my birthday, month, my day, and then the year, and I had to keep scrolling to find the year. I was like, wow, that's rough.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
What are you doing? Giving us actors or actresses?
Yeah,
or
how I'll give you two actor actresses. And for the first one, I'll let you know how much it was. So number 20, biggest box office movie in 1995, made $71,518,503. And it starred Walter Matthau.
Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpier Old Men.
God damn it.
Old Men, Mike.
Next, that was a good movie.
John Travolta, Gene Hackman. John Travolta, Gene Hackman starred in this 1995 film.
The General's Daughter.
Get Shorty.
Oh, that was a great movie. I love that movie.
Mel Gibson, Catherine McCormick.
The Patriot.
Mel Gibson. Yes. Right. Mel Gibson, Catherine McCormick.
Victory.
Brave.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought that was way higher. Okay.
Yeah.
Freedom. Victory is the Johnny Drama.
Yeah. Viking.
Steve Martin, Diane Keaton.
Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride 2.
God damn it.
Yes. Tim Curry, Laura.
Adam's Family. Values.
Laura Linney.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Clue.
Laura Linney starred in this movie that came in 16. 1985, Congo.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
That's like what I was looking for. Sandra Bullock, Bill Pullman.
Speed.
Ah, damn it.
Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman
starred in.
In the
movie. I know it.
Demolition Man. I know.
While You're Sleeping.
While You're Sleeping is what I was looking for. Richard Dreyfuss, Glenn Headley.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes.
Mm, that's a good movie.
Cry every day.
Play Me a Sunset.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Wade Dominguez.
Catwoman.
Started no. This
Scarface.
Movie.
No, it's this, the one with Coolio.
It came in 13.
Gangs of Paradise.
No.
Dangerous Minds.
Yeah, that's the one, though.
I was going to say The Substitute.
I should get that anyway.
No, yeah. You shouldn't. Kevin Costner.
Dances with Wolves.
Dennis Hopper.
Waterworld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Great movie.
We're on number 12. We're on number 11. That was number 12. Denzel Washington, Gene Hackman. Denzel Washington, Gene Hackman starred in this 1995 film.
Pelican Brief.
Crimson Tide.
Oh, XO. Yep, got it.
Spanish. We're halfway there.
The score right now, Galvin is in last with nothing.
I
am in second with one. Michael, you are leading by two with a total of three.
Here we go.
All right, this is number 10. Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson.
Pulp Fiction.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
What'd you say?
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Yes. Spanish. Sorry. Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman.
Seven.
On the board.
Calvin. Christina Ricci.
Casper. Family Values.
Casper.
Yes.
Spanish. Robin Williams, Kristen Dunst. We're going over the top 20 biggest box office movies of 1995.
The Fisher King.
Jumanji.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was looking for. Pierce Brosnan.
GoldenEye.
Yes.
Are you winning now?
I am. Yeah. By one. Just took the lead.
Jim Carrey. Ian McKellen.
Ace Ventura. Pet Detective.
I'm listening.
Jim Carrey. Ian McNeese.
Oh, the one with Ian McNeese? That would be...
Ace Ventura.
When Nature Calls.
Yes. This has an asterisk next to it. Irene... Bedard, Mel Gibson.
Chicken Run.
Irene Bedard, Mel Gibson starred in this. What animated
the Fox,
film?
The Fox Den or something.
Pocahontas.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was looking for. We're on the last three, which is also the top three of the 1995
film. The score right now, Galvin in last with one, Michael in second with three. I am leading by one with a total of four.
Okay, I need all three of these. I got them. 95, you said? All right.
1995. This is the third highest grossing film. Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton.
Apollo 13.
Yes, Galvin. Number two, Val Kilmer, Jim Carrey. Val Kilmer.
Batman Forever.
Spanish. And we're on the last one.
Mm-hmm. He won, didn't he?
Yes, I did.
So this is the top grossing movie of 1995. Has an asterisk. Tom Hanks. Tim Allen.
Toy Story.
Yes.
It's been so long since you won. I forgot you had a little dance.
I do. Well, if you were here last week, which I was, I won both Thursday and Friday.
Heard it twice.
Yeah,
that don't count.
And did it twice. Everybody else got to hear it.
Galvin.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news, Mess with the Bull, you know the rest. So Romantic. And let me ask you something.
Oh, please do. Okay, Galvin has news.
Do you want to go over the Death Pool stuff now?
Or? No, so let's do it when we come back. So okay. Galvin's got a legit fear. He's got a question about the Death Pool, but he's afraid that if he brings it up, somebody else is going to steal it.
Right.
And I said, no, if you bring it up, you've laid claim to it.
Okay.
It's your gold.
Okay.
It's your gold in our hills.
Right.
But we'll find out if your gold's got any value.
That's the thing.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll talk about that next, and then we've got news coming up.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Download the 102.5 The Bone app now to listen to the most recent episode of Drew Garabo Live. It replays 24-7, so you have no excuse to miss anything. 102.5 The Bone app. Real, raw radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to you by Wawa. Looking at delays with a crash. I-4 eastbound before McIntosh delays in both directions. Crash 275 southbound near Byrd should be out of the roadway. Florida Highway Patrol was reporting a car fire northbound 275 coming off the Howard Franklin Bridge in the West Shore area. I don't see the car fire. I don't see smoke. Doesn't mean it's not there. It could be just a car overheating. What you need to know is traffic is quickly backing up on the Howard Franklin Bridge. Come into Wawa Sipto. Leave with a smoothie, cappuccino, latte, or any other handcrafted beverage. For a limited time, all 16-ounce handcrafted beverages are $1.99. That's $1.99. Your Wawa Siptopia is waiting. In the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, I'm Slater.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete, and now on 97.1 WSUN.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.